From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Early this morning, a five-alarm fire brought hundreds of firefighters to the site of the country's largest cathedral, St. John the Divine, in New York City. The fire started in the gift shop, and by 7 a.m., clouds of smoke rose hundreds of feet in the air. Some priceless artwork was lost, but no one was injured. NPR's Margot Adler reports from New York.
As giant hoses sprayed water into the massive cathedral, local resident Judy Williams, who is planning to sing in the cathedral's annual peace concert next month, stood on the sidewalk across the street, staring at the open doors of the cathedral.
It's a heartbreaker. It really is. Aside from the beauty of the structure, it's the beauty of the spirit inside, which encompasses issues of justice and peace and reaching out to the whole community. And so that's beautiful inside and outside.
The Cathedral of St. John the Divine is one of New York's most extraordinary institutions. It receives 500,000 visitors a year, and 5,000 people come to each of its Christmas masses. In the fall, many thousands bring their animals to the cathedral to be blessed during the Feast of St. Francis. And in December, throngs attend Paul Winter's annual solstice concerts to hear the famous Howlalooyah chorus of wolf calls. St. John the Divine has been in the forefront of environmental and racial justice issues, and since September 11th, the cathedral has been the site of innumerable memorials. The 110-year-old building, which has never been finished, is also famous for training stonemasons in the ancient art. Canon John Luce said it was a blessing that so much of the cathedral survived the fire. When asked about the damage to the gift shop where the fire started, he replied,
"The roof of the gift shop was burned out because it was a wooden roof. The rest of the cathedral is made of stone. And if people are thinking of building churches, mosques, or synagogues, I highly suggest they build them of stone."
The fire was brought under control by 9:30 this morning, and its cause was not yet known. But two irreplaceable Barberini tapestries from the 18th century were apparently destroyed. One of them depicted the Last Supper. There's a tapestry conservation lab on the premises of the cathedral, and Marlene Idleheit, the director of the lab, was clearly in shock.
They were some of the most important artwork in the cathedral. It's devastating. These two were so vulnerable because they were so high up, and they weren't easy to just take down. They're hanging about 40 feet up in the air.
But Catherine Roscom, the bishop suffragan of the diocese, said that despite this disastrous fire, she couldn't help feeling a sense of relief.
That no one was injured, that no firefighters were injured, but that it was confined to this area of the cathedral that housed the gift shop. And I understand that the tapestries are damaged, but the fact that we're still standing and that no one's hurt, that's good news indeed.
Workers and firefighters are still assessing the damage to the structure, and many are hoping that this most ecumenical Episcopal cathedral, which has so often described itself as a place of prayer for the world, will be open for Christmas Eve Mass or even before. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.